Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Live streaming provided by Alpha Geek Radio and Alpha Geek Video. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are once again at the end of the week. I wouldn't say that it's a good Friday. I would say that it's a great Friday. And hopefully you are all up for joining us again this week. I'm Stephen Schleicher. Thanks for checking us out on Finally Friday, a chance for you to call in and chat with us about anything going on in the pop culture and comic book industries. I'm here all by myself today. Kind of sad. Ashley Victoria Robinson out at WonderCon. Yeah, WonderCon going on right now in Anaheim, California. That's one of those CCI events. And it looks like they've got a lot of great things going on. We've been featuring a lot of those articles up on the Major Spoilers website this week. And hopefully, if you are in California, you plan on checking it out in the over the weekend. Or there's a lot of other comic conventions going on this weekend. Maybe you're going to go check them out in your area. We've got a bunch of other news to talk about, but this show is really all about you. So this show only works if you call in, if you interact, if you share your thoughts, your ideas, your questions, whatever's on your mind. Anything goes on this Finally Friday. So how do you get a hold of us? Well, you can give me a call at 785-727-1939. There it is right there on your screen popping up. Bloop. That would be great if you're out driving around on your mobile device. And if you're driving around on this Friday, beautiful day here in western Kansas. It's like 55 degrees outside. Beautiful. No clouds in the sky, which means obviously no rain. So our fire hazard warnings continue to go up. But if you are driving around on this great Friday afternoon, why don't you take a listen to the show on Alpha Geek Radio, alphageekradio.com. They're the ones making this live stream possible on your mobile device. So I know some of you have cars that connect to your phone through Bluetooth, so you can cruise down the highway or be stuck in traffic for the next 50 minutes or so. And listen to Finally Friday with me and call in and share your thoughts. If you don't want to pick up the phone and push buttons because you don't want to pay a long distance fee or anything like that, you can certainly give me a call on Skype at Stephen_Schleicher. And even if you're on a regular phone, you can still call in however you like. Stephen_Schleicher. Be on the lookout for that. We do have the chat room open. It says a question in the comments. Hey, Steven, I'm really liking Modern City, but do you know when the new season of Critical Hit will be back? Yes. Yes, I do. So we appreciate everyone who's listening to Critical Hit and all the shows in the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. It's all because of great people like you that were able to do these things and hopefully keep them free for quite a while longer. So in regards, I know people are like, man, what a dick comment. Well, that's the answer. Modern City will continue until Modern City Tale is done. You're probably looking at June, probably, is when you will hear the first episode of Critical Hit. We've got two more recording sessions of to sit down with the Fate system. So those are about 3 to 4 episodes apiece. So there's 2 months right there, and we're about a month ahead. So yeah, maybe the 1st of July even, before you even hear the next installment of Critical Hit and see what's going on there. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I really hope that you guys were enjoying that conversation that Zach was having with Ashley Victoria Robinson on crowdfunding, and some of the thoughts that she shared popped up a lot of questions in my mind. I wish she was here today because I've got a lot of questions for her. She had made some comments that if you're making $100,000 a year, then you should be able to afford your own Kickstarter campaign, not have to go to Kickstarter. I'm not quite sure that that's the case, because there's a lot of other mitigating circumstances that might apply if someone was in that tax bracket. And then the other comment she made is, if you walk down the street and you're recognizable and people recognize you, then you're probably famous and you probably shouldn't go to Kickstarter. That one's another one that's a little touchy and a little tricky. Because I know some people that I think I could pop them in the middle of a comic book convention, and people would rush over to them and say, "Oh, it's you. It's you. We're so glad to see you." And that may make them famous. I don't know. What are your thoughts? 785-727-1939. That's the number that you want to call. How are you feeling about spending some money this weekend? Because I think you probably ought to get to it now and get your very own Stan Lee. Yeah, you can get your Stan Lee. Who is it? Go Hero. Go Hero has a 1/6 scale Stan Lee on sale right now. It's on pre-order right now. It's supposed to ship towards the end of 2015. I think it's the fall of 2015 is when they say. But you can get Stan Lee in a couple of different designs. You can get the kind of the classic Stan Lee that we know now, the older version of Stan Lee. But there's also a version where the head swaps out, and you can get a older looking Stan Lee. I don't know if I can get that on the screen or not. Probably not. There we go. Excelsior Indeed. That one's kind of scary. I think that one's kind of scary. But you can pose the hands. I think there's a couple of hands, so you can get some Spider-Man poses going on there. It's there you go. It's all really kind of cool and neat. $250 for this 1/6 scale Stan Lee. It is on pre-order now, but here's the thing. If you're going to want to get one of these things, you probably ought to hurry, because they're limited to only 1,000 copies. They're only making 1,000 of these. And I think this wasn't the company that did the Steve Jobs action figure that I have sitting on my desk. But they are the company that did the Shadow and the Doc Savage action figures that were also limited edition stuff. So if you want to get them, you probably ought to get them. They're really good, highly detailed. I went ahead and dropped the money on a little Stan Lee because I want Stan Lee and Steve Jobs to sit side by side on my desk and offer me advice. Ash versus the Evil Dead. Oh, are you guys ready for this? This is coming up this fall on the Starz Network. Bruce Campbell is back as Ash Williams, stock boy, chainsaw-handed monster hunter, who's spent the last 30 years avoiding responsibility, maturity, and the terrors of the Evil Dead. When a deadite plague threatens to destroy all of mankind, Ash is finally forced to face his demons, personally and literally. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to have Bruce Campbell, as I said, returning. Lucy Lawless comes in to play Ruby, a mysterious figure who believes Ash is the cause of all the evil outbreaks. Jill Marie Jones, a disgraced Michigan state trooper who thinks that Ash is guilty. Ray Santiago, and let's see, Dana DeLorenzo, I think, wraps up the cast. I don't remember how many episodes this is running. I want to say it's like maybe 10 or 12 episodes. I'm really looking forward to that. I hope you are too. Yeah, Stan Lee action figure does look really cool. I'm really looking forward to that. Let's see. Batman Superman trailer arrives May 15th. That is the word that we're hearing on the street, at least as reported by Variety. It will be attached to the Mad Max Fury Road movie. And studios have done this before. They will attach a trailer to a particular movie. They did that with Lord of the Rings. They did that with the Star Wars movie. I think they did that with Harry Potter, too, where they attached them to specific movies that open that weekend in hopes of getting a lot of people to go buy tickets for that for that movie. I don't know if that works. I know it worked in the case of Star Wars. I forget which movie they attached that to episode one, where people just went in by droves just to see the trailer and then left immediately after. And of course, this was back in the time when you didn't have video on the internet as easily and readily as you do now. There is no word that if on May 15th, when it drops in the movie theaters, if it's also going to drop online. My guess is if they're trying to boost sales of Mad Max, that we probably won't see that trailer until come Monday morning. But I'm sure it will leak online before then. And really, Mad Max, if you haven't seen that trailer, holy crap, what a good trailer that is. I hope it is nothing but a 2.5 chase sequence, because that looked really cool if you have not seen that trailer. Those are a couple of the stories going on this past week. What's on your mind? Give me a call, 785-727-1939. Show doesn't work if people don't call in. I don't have a co-host this week. Like I said, Ashley's at WonderCon. Zach is in prison, at his job. And I think Jason Inman is out doing stuff for DC All Access. So, yeah, it's just me, myself. My son said he wanted to come in and talk a little bit about, what is it, this book that he's reading. He loves it. Big Nate. I don't know if you guys have read Big Nate before, but he just loves this new book that he got of Big Nate and has been reading it nonstop. I think it's the second or third time he's read it in the past week, is just digging that nonstop. But I said, okay, well, maybe in the next time. He'll be off this summer. We'll have him come in a lot and chat with you guys as well. But today, he forgot to do his exercises today. He needs to get those done before mom gets home. Also, we forgot to start laundry. So two boys in trouble when mom gets home tonight. Ouch. Dark Horse wants you to send in Star Wars number one cover so that you can get a variant barbed wire number one cover. I don't know. I feel kind of bad for Dark Horse because they essentially had a very popular Star Wars franchise yanked out from under them and given over to Marvel in the whole Disney deal when they bought Lucasfilm. So I kind of feel bad for Dark Horse, especially because the reprints of the Star Wars original Marvel Star Wars series are going into a hardcover collection. Star Wars number one, Princess Leia number one. Ooh, that's a little loud. Darth Vader number one all had huge rocketed big massive sales, and Dark Horse is just sitting there kind of got to be steaming and fuming over all of that lost money for the company. So what they want you to do is they want you to take your Star Wars number one, rip off the cover, send it in, and then you're going to get a barbed wire variant cover done up by Adam Hughes. You can find out more at your local comic book store, but barbed wire number one arrives in July. Who is on the phone?
Hey, Steven, it's Nato. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Nate, how are you on this Friday?
Oh, good, good. Actually, I got to work from home today
because hey,
the
all
kids
right.
are out of school.
Excellent.
So,
and your company's pretty cool with that?
Yes. They can be from time to time, depending on what's going on. So,
yeah.
And, I mean, I support technically five locations that are about 100 miles apart from each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... I'm just supporting everyone from home today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. No, but no, everything's going good. Me and my son actually was finished up listening to Flashback today.
Yes.
For the latest episode. And yes, oh my gosh. I was watching that, and when he did the little, I'm like, wait, what is he? No, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, it. I mean... I think I have a new catchphrase for that show, though.
Which is?
Everyone gets a rabbit hole.
Yeah, because you can really go down a lot of those rabbit holes when it comes to The Flash. I know I do it every week because anything that looks like anything, I start jumping on. I was like, oh, so what does that mean? Is there any hidden significance to that? And what does that mean? And then I start going in, and you're finding sometimes, in some cases, some very weird pointers to things. Like, for example, the Flash 123 or whatever it is, the issue of the Flash of Two Worlds. There have been references, intentional or unintentional, that have popped up in more than half of the episodes this year. And I can't imagine that it's just a coincidence.
Well, we hope not.
I hope not. I think that would be awesome if it did happen.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it, so... Well, we got to wait for 2 weeks for the next episode. So,
is it 2 weeks? Is it off? Is it off this next week?
Yeah, it's the 14th. It comes back on the 14th.
Boo! Man, they have been having some real production problems on the special effects side.
Been, That's what you've, well, that's what you guys have been reporting, that with the special effects and stuff. So yeah.
Right, right.
But, I think Gotham comes back that week too.
Yeah. And I don't know why Gotham has been off for so long. It's been off for about a month now. And, yeah. I haven't heard the reasons for the delays on that. If it's a delay or if it's a scheduled break or what, because there's no other major events on Fox that would compete with it. You know, like The Simpsons, for example. Simpsons used to start in August, and then they'd end up about the end of September, having to take about a 3 week, 4 week, time period off, and then come back at the end of October, because of the World Series and the playoffs and everything that was going on. Now the Fox has figured out, hey, we'll just start The Simpsons at the end of October and, not even worry about this big interruption. So I don't know what's going on with Gotham in that mindset.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a ratings thing or whatever, but, I know I'm kind of watching it just because mm-hmm. I've already invested so much into it, but it's not really my favorite show right now.
No, I would probably say the same thing. I mean, it's good. I think the last probably three or four episodes have gotten really, really interesting. And
yes, with her on that island mm-hmm. stuff, that was, it's been really good.
Yeah, that's been really good. And some of the villains that have popped up have been really good. I mean, we may have seen the origin of the Joker in one of the episodes, and certainly what's going on with Cobblepot and him trying to figure out how to run a bar, I think, has been very interesting. And then the whole issue with Gordon and nurse, what's her face? Dr. Gosh.
Crazy Eyes. I call her Crazy Eyes.
Oh, no, she's on. What was she on?
She was on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
she was Crazy Eyes.
Yeah, she's really good. I like her a lot. And I think that's an interesting thing, but it's the way that they're writing out the whole Barbara Gordon thing seems a little odd. At least at this point, it seems odd. And then what's ever happened to the special units with, I'm completely blanking on names. Renee Montoya and Crispus Allen. Those two we haven't even seen since week three.
Right. Ever since they proved that he didn't really kill him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's like, these are two strong characters. They need to get them back in. So, you know, the show that I'm most disappointed that we are not getting any new episodes on, and it has been a month. So I'm guessing next week we'll probably get a new episode. Gravity Falls.
Oh, my gosh. That last episode. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. They
that
open the portal.
So good.
They open the portal and we find out the truth about what's been going on with Grunkle Stan. And holy crap, I was just like, no freaking way. And then they left you on a cliffhanger, and that has been it for the last month. I think the last one was the 1st of March. March 2nd, I think, was when that episode came out. So unless there's one coming out this weekend, I don't know.
Yeah, I have my DVR set, so whenever it's just funny when I'm flipping through and I see a new Gravity Falls, I'm like, oh, geez. And yeah, that last one was just like, oh.
I know. I don't know. I wish I could control the Disney Channel for a month or just a season. Let me control the Disney Channel for a season and we'll get it lined up and we'll boost some of those ratings and we'll have advertisers through the roof on it. Thing is, and the same way with podcasting, you know, you have to have content that comes out on a regular basis and it has to be consistent. Now, if you're consistent in that your podcast comes out once a month, that's great. Make sure everybody knows. If you're a show like the channel, like the Disney Channel, and you have a show that's really popular, like Gravity Falls, or at least a lot of people really like it, and you've got a show that comes out sporadically, no wonder that you can't figure out why people aren't watching it. The first Avatar The Last Airbender was kind of that way, where it bounced around for a long time until, you know, the audience was really waiting for it, but they didn't know what to do with it on their network, and they didn't know how to program it correctly. I put me in charge of the Disney Channel. We'll have all sorts of great shows on in a regular schedule, and people will love it. See if this works out. So, you know, shows like Star Wars Rebels and back when it was the Clone Wars, those were very, very regular because Lucasfilm understands regularity because they were with Cartoon Network. But maybe what they need to do is they need to program, like if there's a show that runs for 13 episodes, if they've only made a 13 episode commitment, schedule to run 13 weeks of that and put a bunch of other shows that are running 13 weeks and make like four mini seasons throughout the year. USA Network has done this with Burn Notice. They did that for a long time where it's just like, hey, this season just runs during the summer. And then you wait until next year and the next season will be back and it'll run the entire summer so that you have something different to watch. If Disney did that where they had, you know, you know, four mini seasons, they could have four regularly rotating shows that still has a year in between each episode, but they're getting a 13-week run or something on the original runs and capturing that audience on that target market. I don't know if that would work or not, but it seems like if they were at least regular with their shows, people would tune in more.
Yeah, actually, it's almost kind of like the same model that sci-fi does.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because they'll group it where you will have, you may have 1 or 2 weeks off during that season, mm-hmm. but it's bam, 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 bam.
Yep.
And then, okay, next year. Like
yep.
they did that with, they've done that with The Science and Lost Girl and mm-hmm. a couple of the other shows that I watched.
Then they do
there.
That with, I think they did that with Battlestar Galactica too.
Yeah. They just group it all together. They bang it mm-hmm. out and then, and it's funny because they don't even do reruns like late at night, like at 2 a.m.
Right.
So that way it keeps everyone, oh yeah, you missed the episode. So they actually, and that's the thing too, is that they'll rerun that original episode like 5 times.
Yeah.
That, like week.
Yeah. And that
and
makes
then,
a lot
the
of
next
sense.
One will come out. So it keeps everyone going.
Yeah. And of course, you know, when they were doing that with, Eureka. They were doing that with Eureka where it would come on like Friday night, I think was when the original episode was.
Right.
And then over the weekend or before the next week, it was on like 5 other times. In this day and age of DVRs and everything where it can capture a show whenever it pops up, even if you miss it,
right.
it's much easier to get that show whenever you want it. But if you're trying to fill programming holes, you're right. 2 a.m., here's your Eureka. You missed last night's episode. It'll be on again at Monday at 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night. That makes sense right there, but I don't know. Some networks and channels, I guess, don't get it. I wish I knew why Fox was doing that. If somebody in the chat room knows, just please shout it out.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Not much. I listened to Ashley and Zach on Film. That's a really good thing with the crowdfunding thing, too.
Yeah.
A lot of like, well, you know, I mean, and I'm actually on the same board kind of with her. Not kind of like her, but it's like, I wouldn't want, I mean, I'm not a millionaire, so I'm not going to be throwing money everywhere I need to, but
sure.
You know, I'd rather give money to, you know, the little guy, well, not the little guy, but you know, something that is more needing.
Something that
again, funding.
Yeah. Something that you believe in, something that you like. I mean, you're one of our big supporters for things that we do. Why do you fund, why are you a Major Spoilers VIP? Whoops.
Because these guys came to my house and beat me down.
Each and every week, 50 weeks a year, we are there
yeah.
to provide content for you. But I mean, it's because
no,
you believe in what we do, right?
Programming. It's the camaraderie between everyone there. It's the product that is being put out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what everything is going to happen. And it's I would prefer to do something like that where I'm enjoying it. My son enjoys it. You know, and it's a nice piece of the day when I'm driving, when, you know, you and Matthew are doing stuff on doing reviews. So it's all of it. That's the thing. It's like, yeah, it's not only that I believe in it. It's just that it's an enjoyable product that you're going to do over and over again. It's like going to buy, you know, a cheeseburger every single time, you know,
yeah.
You're going to buy the cheeseburger because you know, you're going to enjoy it.
Yep. Great. All right, Nate, anything else before we let you go?
Nope, that's it. You guys have a great weekend and
all right.
Hopefully talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
Take it easy. Bye.
Bye. And let's jump to Chad. How are you, Chad?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Australia.
Australia. Oh, so you've got the day off, right? Some scheduling snafu or something has you at home?
Yes. Yes. What actually happened was I was going to work today and it rained like crazy here in Newcastle and mm-hmm. no work. So I'm home and I finally get a chance to catch you guys live.
What do you do if you don't mind sharing?
I'm a musician and I also make coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
it's just a little bit too rainy for either one of those.
Yes. Yeah. It was, I think we got 3 or 4 inches overnight.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Some local flooding and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So happy days. I'm home, which is great.
Good. What instrument do you play?
I'm a guitarist.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Guitarist and singer. So, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. So what's on your mind this Friday or Saturday if you're in Australia?
Yes, it's so good at Saturday. I just wanted to say that we've got Netflix in Australia now, which is awesome.
Excellent. Hey, that's just in time too, because Daredevil next week.
Yes. I don't know. We may be behind America in our streaming. I don't know. How long have you guys had Netflix over there for?
As far as the service, it's been here for several years. Daredevil doesn't launch till next week. Let's see if they have a date for Australia. Let's see. Oh. Netflix confirms Australian launch for March 2015. But no, let's see. Oh, yeah. It says Australia, New Zealand joined the Daredevil global launch. So you guys will be able to watch that on next week as well.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, awesome. There you go. So major weekend right there.
So great. Yeah. It's weird because everyone, you know, on Zach on Film and on the Major Spoilers, you guys have talked about Orange is the New Black and all the shows that are on there. And literally, I love the fact that it's all there. It's all waiting for you. We didn't know we had a second season of that. We didn't know all that stuff. So we were just like discovering Netflix like a child.
Wow.
Discovers how to walk. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Now, I'm guessing that there's plenty of infrastructure to support high speed HD delivery for all of that there where you're at.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of Newcastle, which is one of the biggest cities over here, and right near Hub, which is awesome.
Yeah,
it doesn't filter out being bad. It's like really fast, so it's good. It's really
excellent.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I know I haven't tried it out, but I know that Netflix has started messing around with 4K delivery, video delivery in 4K. Which is the next resolution above HD. I'm not sure that even with the fast internet that we have, that I could handle 4K, but I haven't really gone and looked for any of those shows yet. So
it would, I don't think that would be the stop, start, stutter.
Right. And plus I don't even have a 4K. Yeah. I don't even have a 4K television. So that kind of, doesn't make it worthwhile.
Yeah. And just, the other thing is thank you for doing all what you do. You guys do. Zach on Film, love the new format. And I haven't had a chance to tell you guys. It's been another 4 months since I've been able to call back. So great format. Love the modern city. And I've just got received, actually for Christmas, I received my first, trade paperback.
Oh, excellent.
Crossworld, Batman
excellent.
And Superman.
Yeah.
So finally able to get in there and, actually start at the ground level with comics. So. Is there anything this week that I should go out and buy?
Not really this week. I didn't see anything that has popped up. This week ends all of the in-game and World's End events over at DC Comics as they gear up for Convergence next week. And so they don't really have anything. I think Ufology from Boom comes out next week, which I really enjoyed that, and a lot of other people have too. So maybe that's out right now. But I don't know if there's anything that was just a must grab. I would point you, if you're looking for trades, and not single issues, every month, Ashley puts together a Trade Waiters column over at Major Spoilers, and it lists a lot of the new trades that are coming out that we're excited for. And she puts it kind of in one big list. So if I remember correctly, like Lumberjanes was on the list this month, and some of the other ones were there. So I would recommend checking that out.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'll let you do your thing. Thank you so much. And
all right.
Look forward to talk to you in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Well, stay dry. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers. Bye.
Bye. That's so nice to hear from everybody around the world and across the seas. I was just commenting on that the other day that I don't hear a lot of other shows where they have call-ins from Germany and Norway or Sweden and Australia and China and Mexico all in one show. But you guys around the world, have done a fantastic job of calling in every week with some interesting things to say and some interesting comments and perspectives on stuff. So thank you guys so much. And again, this show wouldn't be anything without you guys. And I hope you give me a call, 785-727-1939. My wife was just instant messaging me wanting to know if I had started the podcast and whether she needs to go pick up the youngest who's still in preschool today. So a couple of questions. Have I heard about Ready Player One? Yes, Ready Player One is a fantastic book. It's a great audio book read by Will Wheaton, and it's going to be a major motion picture, I believe directed by Steven Spielberg was the news that I had. I don't know the release date on it or what the planned release date is on it. But if you are a fan of like classic video games and virtual reality and Matrix type events, then you might want to check out Ready Player One. Like I said, you can get it readily available on audiobooks through audible.com/criticalhit or I'm sorry, audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. Or you can get it on iTunes, or you can get it in paperback form. If you're a Loot Crate member, about, was it 2 months ago, they had the Game Crate, and it included a copy of Ready Player One. So I'm almost done with the book. I get to read it sporadically here and there, but I'm about 75% done with that. And it's good, and I look forward to seeing a really great movie. I hope it turns out better than some of the other adaptations that we've seen recently. But with Steven Spielberg in charge, I think it could be really, really great. The other question is, does anyone remember Heroes, the TV show? Yes, I think I remember Heroes, the TV show. In fact, it started the same year that we started Major Spoilers, and it's coming back for another season. And I think it's a limited. I think that's also 13 issues or 13 episodes of Heroes coming back in, I believe, the fall. So there you go. I want to thank Nate and everyone else who is a Major Spoilers VIP. If you want to become a Major Spoilers VIP, the site is, I think, really great because we've got a lot of stuff over there for Major Spoilers VIPs. Really, what the VIP membership is your way of contributing and supporting stuff that you like. I mean, we do all of this for free, but it does have costs. And people who really love the content show their thanks by becoming Major Spoilers VIPs. And in return, we give you even more content on top of that. So if you are a fan of The Flash, Matthew and I have been taking the article from Major Spoilers that we do every week after the new episode releases and turning that into a podcast that's exclusive for our VIP members. You only have to be a bronze member and higher for that. We also have behind the scenes look of what goes on at Major Spoilers. Chad, who called in a minute ago, had said that he really liked the new format on Zach on Film. The only reason why that new format for Zach on Film is the way it is because we had, it's about a month and a half of here's the show in a variety of its forms. And I think we did four different or five different iterations of how the show could come up. Let's see, there's one, then we gave some raw feedback, two, three. It took us a month for Zach to fine tune that and get it into the format that it is today. And for people who were listening just regularly on the feed, it was like an overnight change from one format to the next. Whereas people who are VIPs knew over the course of the month what was going on. And a lot of you provided your feedback and we incorporated that feedback into the nature of the show. So that's another benefit of becoming Major Spoilers VIP. And if you are a fan, so many of you are in there talking about being fans of Modern City. I posted the first character sheet today on Rumblebee. It's up there now, and you can go check it out. That is for silver members and higher, and you can find the other characters from Critical Hit, their character sheets, and I'm sure once we start the new season of Critical Hit, there will be all new character sheets that pop up there at members.majorspoilers.com. Thanks, everybody, for your support. We greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate that. Let's see. VIP says Nathan is totally worth it. Flashback is great stuff. So yeah, thank you everybody for your feedback and support there. 785-727-1939. If you are on the road, if you're listening to us on Alpha Geek Radio, if you're on the road in your car listening, give us a call. I want to know how the quality is when you guys are driving on the road and checking out Finally Friday. And plus, you know, I just want to hear people in the car talking to me. So there you go. What else is going on? Have you checked these out? Now, those of you know that D&D Brian is not the best dice roller in the world if you listen to Critical Hit. And a while ago, someone sent him a Pop-O-Matic D20 dice so he wouldn't have to touch the die so that he wouldn't contaminate it, for better or for worse. And now Geekify, we've worked with them before. They have a brand new product coming out. It's an RPG dice roller that I think is really neat. Here's a better picture because this one is the etched one that has the cool designs on it. But basically, it is seven Pop-O-Matics, trademark name, generic name of Pop. And you can put whatever dice you want underneath the little dome. So if you want to put all your core dice underneath there, if you want to put a couple of dice in there, you can do that. But then you can just pop away. If you want to pop away on a D4, a D20, D12, a dodecahedron. My son was so smart. I asked him, he's learning about the geometry in a class, and he was talking about quadrangles and all this stuff, and I said, but do you know what a dodecahedron is? And he paused for a moment and then said, I think it's this many sides, and sure enough, he was right. So yeah, good kid, that kid. But listen, they have this on pre-order now over, I think it's at geekify.com, I think is their website. $150 if you want this really nice carved version. I think it looks beautiful. And if you are, you know, if you're somebody that wants to kind of keep dice rolls on the table, if you are a dungeon master that is maybe playing with a group of people that don't have their own dice, then maybe something like this might be great to throw out in the middle of a table and see how it works. I think it looks pretty cool. And we may get one here pretty soon just to test it out and see how it works. So there you go. Share your thoughts either in the comment section or over at Major Spoilers. I didn't know. I was really debating whether to do a show today or not, because it is Good Friday for many places around the world that celebrate that. And so I knew that many of you were going to be out and doing things with family or in church or whatever that you're doing on this weekend. Plus, it's such a nice day. I was debating whether to just go outside and do something fun with my son. He's off out of school today. Which I have problems with because I just think he should be in school all the time. So I was really debating whether to do a show today. I came on. I'm so glad that you guys are all here and have called in and participated because it does mean that we get a chat, we get a share. And also because of what I was just talking about, regular schedules. I was looking the other day. We have not missed a regular schedule on our live stream since, I want to say, October. Which is pretty good because during the summer last year, we were kind of sporadic because of sick kids and scheduled events that had popped up on Fridays that limited us from doing the show. But I think since October, we've gone nonstop every Friday with you guys. And again, this show is only made possible by our Major Spoilers VIPs. I'm so going to check out the Modern City character sheet. It's, you know, if you haven't checked out a fake character sheet, you might be disappointed because it's really simple. I was really kind of surprised at how simple it was. And the only thing that we're including in these character sheets, well, really the only thing that can be included is the main numbers, the descriptions, the, I forget what they're called, the, stunts, you know, those are the things that you're going to see in there. But yeah, it's a totally different system. I, if you guys have been playing Fate, and I know many of you have after we've launched Modern City, then, I'm super glad about it. And for those of you that have been playing Fate for a long time, I'm glad that you're sharing your thoughts over at majorspoilers.com in the comment section for those episodes. It's really fascinating to read. And a lot of you have asked, and I know that this show is not listened to by everybody in the Major Spoilers podcast network. So I think I need to do a special programming note across the entire network of shows. People have asked, oh, can you make this the next Real Play podcast? Of course, we've said that before. Modern City will be the next ongoing Real Play podcast that we do if we reach that 3,000 VIP member. So for those of you who want more, it's there. It's waiting. We're just waiting for more of you to come on board. And I understand money is tight, but if this is something you want to see and you're not a VIP, now would be the best time to sign up. What else? Oh, I already talked about Star Wars and barbed wire. I think that's about it as far as the news goes. So again, it's time for you. 785-727-1939. Give me a call. Share your thoughts. What are you doing this weekend? I see a lot of you in the chat. Nathan Stone gave up on Gotham a while ago, just wasn't doing it for me. Like I said, the last three or four episodes were really, really good. About the time that that Penguin and Boss Marconi? I forget which one. Oh, no, Falcone. About the time that they started to pull all their shenanigans and do that takeover thing, that's when the show got really better. Of course, that's about the same time that they started cutting a lot of extraneous cast members. Like, we haven't seen a lot of Poison Ivy or Catwoman, Selina, or Barbara Gordon. We some characters have actually been killed off, spoiler. And some of them have had parts of them cut off from the show. So that has made the show a little bit more interesting when you're looking now at a core of about 5 characters instead of a core of 25 characters. So I think that's made it a little bit interesting. But it's been over a month since the show's been on. The last episode was Everybody Has a Penguin, or no, Everybody Has a Cobblepot was the title of the last episode. And I haven't seen one since. So that's made my television viewing a little bit easier over the last couple of weeks, because I've been able to focus on The Flash now that it's back, and now on a skip week next week. But the next episode, All-Star Team Up, that's the one with the Atom and Firestorm and Arrow and The Flash. Oh, it's going to be so good. I cannot wait. What is going on with my frickin' my freaking thing being so loud today. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing good. What are you doing on this Friday?
Not much. Just relaxing. I have Passover dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah. So do you have somebody prepare everything for you, or do you is this your family that puts all this together?
We always go with this other family that we've been doing it for like over 20 years together.
Yeah.
And then this year they're inviting more people, so it's going to be like 20 people, kind of ridiculous. But
that's kind of nice though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. These things are kind of nice because, you know, we don't really get together as a family with other families very often. So holidays is basically our excuse to do that.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, I'm glad you're going to enjoy that and share some time with family.
Yeah. And so I just wanted to talk about so the Night Attack and Cord Killers, they just did their movie draft.
Yes. I haven't listened to the episodes yet. I'm a little bit behind on that.
Yeah. But like, I was just looking at the roster because I always like to play from home. I usually do pretty well, get in like the top 20% or so.
Oh, cool. Good.
Of the people playing from home. But this year is kind of interesting. Like, because I remember last year that the, I'm blanking on the name, the Guardians of the Galaxy was kind of a surprise hit.
Yes.
And so this year, like, I saw that Ant-Man was on the list, and like, I don't really know anything about it. I watched the trailer and I was like, well, I mean, it's a Marvel movie, so yes. I'm just going to bet that it's going to do really well. But it's I wonder if this might be the first movie that kind of flops a little bit in the superhero craze.
I don't know. You know, I've been very concerned about that because, you know, it looks like well, the same problem that I had with Guardians of the Galaxy. The trailers made it look like a comedy. And I was afraid that when from all the trailers from Guardians of the Galaxy, that this was just going to be a silly comedy that was going to ruin the franchise. But then you see that first trailer for Ant-Man and you're thinking the exact same thing that, oh, man, they're turning this into a giant comedy. But I think it is one of those nice blends of action and comedy that work really well together. And I think to attract the larger audience, or at least make the audience aware of Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy, they really had to play up the humor a lot more than, say, you know, the most recent Avengers trailers, which are super dark and gritty and scary. So I think that may be one of the reasons that they're doing it. I think that Ant-Man will do just fine. I think it will be a huge moneymaker. I don't know if it'll cross $1 billion worldwide, but I bet it gets well above $750 million worldwide by the time it ends its run in theaters across the globe. So I think it'll be just fine as far as the movies go. I was trying to find all the lists. I was trying to find the Cord Killers summer movie rundown.
Yeah.
Where is that at? What's the
website
for that?
It's at nightattack.tv/draft.
All right. Nightattack.tv/draft 2015 summer. Okay. So Furious 7, that one will do fine, but I don't know that that's the biggest winner. Ooh, man. I feel like sorry for whoever gets Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. Looks like Daily Tech News Show has got that one.
But the last one made a pretty big chunk of change. You think this one's going to be a flop?
I don't know. I just don't think it's going to make as much money as some of the others on this list. So it's going to have to be up to somebody. Here's the movies that let's see who's going to win. Oh, they don't have who got which movie, do they?
Yeah, they do. It's on the right hand side.
Oh, on the very far
right
hand side. Because
most people are convinced that DTNS is going to win just because they saved all their money till the end, and so they got Fantastic Four and Mission Impossible for super cheap, as well as Ant-Man and a few others.
That's probably the smart way to go. Here are the movies that I think are going to be the biggest this summer. Avengers, obviously. So whoever got that one, that is going to put them. Amtrekker, it looks like, got that one. So that's going to put him way up. Right behind that will be Ant-Man. Tomorrowland will be a huge. I think Entourage has a good chance of doing very, very well because of the popularity on the HBO. Cord Killers has Jurassic World. that's going to be, I mean, it's been so far since the last Jurassic Park movie that I think a lot of the bad taste is out of people's mouths. So I think a lot of people will flock to see Jurassic World. Terminator, that's Frog Pants, that's Scott. Is that Scott and Brian?
Terminator, yeah, that's Scott and Brian.
Yeah, these are all man, there's... Two. Yeah. I think you're right. Like, I think Daily Tech News Show, right? I think they're the ones that are going to just looking at this. Well, geez, man.
But that's the other thing is that this is probably since, like, I've been playing the draft since, like, 2012. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think this year is going to be the most high-grossing movies ever. And I'm wondering mm-hmm. if there's actually, like, a cap on the amount of money people will spend. Like, will people see, like, if someone goes and sees all the big action hits, is he going to see Furious 7
mm-hmm.
and then Avengers mm-hmm. and then Mad Max and then, you know, San Andreas and then Jurassic World and then, like, Terminator? Is he going to watch all of these movies, or do you think, like, people are going to get tired of watching movies over the course of the summer?
No, I think summertime is generally this big movie kind of thing. I mean, back in the year that Independence Day and Jurassic Park, was it 2, came out, that was a huge summer, too, of nothing but blockbuster after blockbuster after blockbuster. And I can see people, if they're, you know, if they've got nothing to do on a Friday night, and if it's hot enough this summer, which it may very well be, you're not going to want to be outside in the sweltering heat. You want to get out and go do something, and a movie is going to be a perfect way to do it. And, you know, honestly, I don't think that there are enough major motion pictures, big tentpole films that are coming out this summer, to be honest. I mean, Fantastic Four, sure. But I mean, if you look at, like, Magic Mike XXL, that's going to do fine. That one will probably make quite a bit of money, but it's not something that people are going to consider a big tentpole film like Jurassic World or Tomorrowland or those kinds of things. So, yeah. As far as going to see all of these, I won't see all of these, but we will be seeing most of the ones that tie into the comic book world, and be doing the Zach on Film Summer Movie Special podcasts that come out of that. So
I actually had one last question about that. Is, like, I used to try to go see movies on opening weekend.
Yeah.
Back before the digital conversion, because, like, at my local movie theaters, after, like, even just after a few nights, like, it'd start to have dust yep. on the film.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's not really a problem anymore. You can go see it, like, 3 months later and it'll still be perfect, crisp digital projection. But, like,
right.
Do you try to see things opening weekend, or do you usually wait a couple of weeks so there's less lines?
To me, lately, it's been the movie has to be really, really, really good in order for me to see it. And then it really has to fall on the right night for me, because if it's a Wednesday night and it's a night that we're not doing Critical Hit, then yes, I would go see it. Like, for example, when Ant-Man or Avengers comes out, I'm sure we'll all go see that on Wednesday night. Friday nights, if I can get Critical Hit done in time, I'll go see it then. But it seems like for me to avoid the crowds, because people are just super inconsiderate at movie theaters anymore, I usually am going to see my movies. If I want to see it on opening weekend, I see it Sunday night, last show of the night, because most people aren't going to stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning watching a movie because they've got work the next day. All I have to do is come downstairs and fire up the computer and share my thoughts with you guys. And so it's a little bit easier for me. So, yeah, there was a time where, as a young lad back in the 80s, where it would be Friday and I would have my mom drop me off right after school at the movie theater, and I would be in line for 2 hours waiting for that brand new movie to come out, whether it was Ghostbusters or Raiders of the Lost Ark or whatever, and then go and see that. But as I've gotten older and I've gotten more annoyed with audiences, I don't necessarily need to see it on opening night. Opening weekend, yes, if it's really good. And if it's something like Terminator Genesis, I won't see on opening night unless we're doing it for the Zach on Film stuff, but I probably will see it within the first 2 weeks of its release. I don't know. Okay. Is that kind of the way you are too?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I mean, we've been watching the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings movies, but usually mm-hmm. like Sunday matinee, not on the evening shows.
When I moved to California, that was probably because when I lived in Atlanta, there were a lot of movie theaters all over the place that were in relatively easy distance. And that was the time where a lot of movie chains were building huge auditoriums. So we would either go down to the, oh, now I forget the one that's in Buckhead at the mall. It's a really nice one that, you know, there's a food court right next to it and they'd let you bring your food into the theater and those kinds of things. So we could go just about any time with that. But then when I moved further out away from Atlanta, they had built a brand new 20 screen theater, and I could just go there anytime and see a movie. When I moved to California, because I was still getting up in the morning because my clock was so different, I started getting up Saturday morning and going and seeing the very first movie Saturday morning because nobody would be there at 9 o'clock in the morning, except for The Mummy 2. For some reason there, that theater was packed that day that I went 9 o'clock in the morning. I could get up, I could read the paper or go online and find out what the movie was playing and go, oh, you know, look at my watch. Oh, I've got 15 minutes. I can go down, hop in the car, drive there, get there with 5 minutes to spare, grab some snacks, go and sit in the theater and be the only person in the theater. I did that with Mummy 2 and walked into the theater and they were already running the trailers and I couldn't find a seat because it was packed that early in the morning to see that. So crazy times.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I live in California, so it didn't really occur to me that like people would go in to escape the weather and things like that because it's always nice.
Yeah, it's always
here.
So nice. Yeah, yeah. What part of California are you in?
I'm Cupertino. So South
oh, okay.
San
yeah,
Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's much nicer there. I mean, even in Southern California, when I was in Irvine, that's where I lived, and it was nice weather all the time. And if it got too hot in Irvine, you could just go over the hill down into Newport where it was nice and cool by the beach. So yeah, this summer I think is going to be one of our hottest summers that we have here. And I just know here in the Midwest that nobody wants to be out when it's 112 degrees at 9 o'clock at night. So yep. Movie theater is the way to go.
Great. Nice talking to you.
All right, Joe, thanks so much for calling and we will talk with you again soon. All right. Thanks, Joe. That's great. That's a great conversation. Yeah, I'd forgotten about the movie draft. I knew they were talking about it. And it does look like there's some good stuff. Some good stuff coming up this year. It's going to be tight. I think it'll be interesting. I think Daily Tech News Show, though, is going to nail it. Yeah. All right. 785-727-1939. Be like Joe. We've got a few minutes left. We've got about 10 minutes left to call in and share your thoughts. And then right at the end of the show, remind me, everyone, because I've done this the last couple of weeks where I said, hey, at the end of the show, I'm going to talk about this or I'm going to tell you about that. And then I forget about it. I got something special that I've been working on with the boy this week. It's not quite done, but I'll give you an early look at it. You're going to have to be quick, though, to catch it right here at the end of the show. 785-727-1939 or Steven_Schleicher. That's the number that you want to call. Looks like Andy Hahn on Twitter is eating his Munchies cheese puff combos things. It looks like it's got, what is this? It's got pretzels in it. It's got Doritos, Rice Krisps, Cheetos all in it. He's gotten on the program and is eating his messy snack foods with chopsticks. And he says, what does he say here? Surprisingly effective and efficient. I'm going to make this the new thing where everybody eats their snack crackers with and their messy cheesy stuffs with chopsticks. Good job, Andy. I like that a lot. Let's see. Really curious about aspects. Oh, and stunt wording. Okay. So they're just talking about the character sheet from Fate. All right. Is there anything else going on in the world? I don't think so. But you guys still have a few minutes to call in if you have something that's burning your mind that you want to share. And really, we can talk about anything you want. You can talk about what motivates you. We can talk about your favorite Easter candy. I've stopped eating Peeps. I don't eat Peeps anymore. Nope, sorry. In fact, I'm not a candy eater. I'm not a big dessert eater. And that surprises a lot of people. Oh, would you like some cake? It's like, no, thanks. I'm not a dessert eater. I just don't eat dessert. My wife loves dessert. She grew up eating dessert after every meal. Mason loves dessert. He loves eating desserts and candy. But my youngest, surprisingly, is like me, where it's like, hey, buddy, do you want a Tootsie Roll or a candy bar or a piece of candy or whatever? He'll just, no, thanks. Do you want dessert? He literally goes, puts the hand up and turns his head away from you and shakes his head and goes, no, thank you. It's the craziest thing. So it's surprising that a young child like that will want to avoid the sweets. But I did, and rarely will I eat a dessert, but sometimes I will get into my head that I want a really good dessert. And here's the best dessert I've had in a year. go to the store. This is like, people are like, that's not a dessert. It's really good. You go to the store, you get some fresh raspberries, you get some fresh blackberries and blueberries, and you put them in your bowl, and then you cover it with a nice big scoop of frozen Cool Whip, and that is your dessert. And it's great. I love it. And I kind of want it tonight. So we'll see what happens when the wife gets home. If we get Cool Whip covered fruits. Okay. I think we will wrap it up there. Get done a little quickly here this week, because we've got a long credit list to go through of just some of the Major Spoilers VIPs. I'm going to have to update this because as the number of VIPs grow, we need to update this credit list at the end of the show. So we'll get that there. But here you go. Here very quickly. Watch it fast. Maybe I'll play it twice for you. Here's the project Mason and I worked on earlier this week. Did you see it? Here, I'll play it again. And for those of you listening, you're going to miss out. That's going to play a role. That little clip will play a role in an upcoming 3D print video that I'm working on. And yes, I know I promised I was going to have a 3D print video out this week. Just got lazy for some reason. I've got a bunch of stuff that I need to shoot and reshoot on this. But the product is done. I mean, I've shown it off a couple of times already. Here it is all right here. We'll see about getting that done this weekend, although I've got parents coming out tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. All right, everybody. That wraps it up for this installment of Finally Friday. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Thank you for the callers who called in from all over the place, from all over the world. California, Florida, Australia. That's a good spread, right? More of you next week, right? More of you will call in next week. I want 15 of you calling in next week. We can talk about whatever. I think Ashley is actually scheduled to come back next week, though if she's not here next week, I will see if I can find somebody else to sit in, because it's always fun to kick back and have a chat with friends on Friday. And until next time, I can't wait until it's finally Friday. Have a great week. We'll talk with you soon.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.